Two Words Publishing presents The Curator's Daughter, written by Melanie Dobson, narrated by Nancy Peterson. Prologue. Eagle Lake, Idaho, winter 1999. The moon gazed across Eagle Lake through a veil of mist, watching over this valley of lofty white pines and locked gates that welcomed only those with the purest of blood. Those who fought boldly for the strength of their humanity. Fresh snowmelt lapped against the muddy bank, its sting icing Sarah's toes, blasting up her ivory skin like the storms that thundered through these rocky canyons each spring. In this early morning hour, dressed in a cotton nightie, she didn't feel the noble strength of her Aryan blood. Didn't feel it at any hour, really. Her blood seemed to fail her whenever she needed it most. These nights alone on the lakeshore, she wasn't even certain what she believed. But Lucas stockpiled enough passion in his heart for both her and their baby. Before they'd married, Lucas had assured her that he would erase any doubts lingering in her mind. But she was 15 now, and the doubts only swelled with age. The bright eye of the moon blinked, or had it winked at her? Perhaps it was mocking her like those who didn't want them in this valley. Town was just 20 minutes away. She'd attended public school in Coeur d'Alene for a short time, until father found out she was required to pledge that every citizen in their nation was under God. He pulled her out of second grade, but not before a classmate, a black friend, told her that God was love, and he had the audacity to love everyone, no matter the color of their skin. Her school friend told her about this love, and so did her brother, before father banned her from speaking with both of them. The glazed surface disappeared for a moment, black and then a white sheen frosting the lake. Two colors that haunted her both day and night. As the black and white melded into gray before her, it seemed, in the strangest sense, that they needed each other. If God created mankind and a world full of color, why would he love only those with the lightest of skin? Why were those who reflected the variety of nature's palette seemingly less in his eyes? These questions burned like the icy water on her toes, but she didn't dare ask them. The Aryan Council, led by her father, didn't appreciate questions. Their nation was supposed to be of one mind. Always.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?